Artist Janine Dunn has unveiled an interactive outdoor public artwork titled The Landing Eye at the intersection of School Road, Gower Point Road, and Gibson's Way in Gibson's. The sculpture, which was erected on December 1, was envisioned by Dunn to honor the history of founding industries in Gibson's, and to become an iconic landmark for the town. The Landing Eye is part of the town of Gibson's public art path, designed to connect Upper and Lower Gibson's via art installations. Dunn collaborated with local shipyards 101 Marine Repair and Tideline Aluminum Boats, both of which donated time and materials. "We sourced reclaimed, weathered logs that escaped their booms to live adrift at sea, before being beachcombed," Dunn said. "This rustic wood is paired with reflective and smooth aluminum, wrought by skilled welders whose work in marine design is similarly on display in the marina below. We are framing the view looking out, and providing a welcoming portal for those entering the town from the other side. On top of that, I wanted to produce something accessible and fun for the community." Dunn is a Gibson's-based artist, mother, and member of a farming family that sells produce to local restaurants and grocery stores. Her practice incorporates rustic production featuring raw effects created by nature itself. Following the sculpture's installation, Dunn expressed particular gratitude to 101 Marine Repair, Tideline Aluminum Boats, the Mulligan family, Fred Hunch, Kenton, the town of Gibson's, Silas White, Tyler Musgrove, Island Coastal Economic Trust, the Gibson's Public Art Gallery, Jerry Bertnack, Hanson Land and Sea, Ross Concrete, the Prevost family, and the Dunn family. Pender Harbor hits the road. The Pender Harbor Choir will present Midwinter Song on December 8 at 7 p.m. at the Sunshine Coast Botanical Garden, and on December 9, at 2 p.m. at the Pender Harbor Music School. The group promises evenings of joy as they usher in the Yuletide season with Christmas melodies and original compositions by music director Kenneth Norman Johnson. Tickets, $25, are available from choir members, the Earth Fair store in Madeira Park, and at the door. Sweet smell of community service. The Interact Club of Elphinstone Secondary School has organized a public event dedicated to gingerbread decorating, with proceeds to benefit the club's charitable projects. The event takes place at Sunnycrest Mall in Gibson's on December 9 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. After paying $5 each, attendees will be provided with one gingerbread cookie accompanied by a variety of toppings that will aid in the creation of a delicious anthropomorphic biscuit. Hot chocolate will also be available for purchase. Sunrise Chapel before sunset. Two musical groups under the direction of Varya Moise Rubin will brighten the dusky days of December with a concert titled Solstice, Songs of the Season, Songs of Peace on December 9 at 2 p.m. The Sunshine Coast Children's Choir and the Wild Voices will perform at the chapel at Camp Sunrise, adjacent to the Langdale Ferry Terminal. "Join us for an afternoon filled with music to heal the soul," said Varya Moise Rubin. Accompaniment will be provided by Caitlin Beaupre. Tickets, $20 for adults, $15 for children, are available at Synergy at play.ca and the One Flower One Leaf Gallery in Gibson's. Suncoast Phoenix Shines Bright. Suncoast Phoenix Choir will perform its annual Christmas concert, Look to the Light, on December 16 at 4 p.m. at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Seashelt, and on Sunday, December 17 at 2 p.m. at Calvary Baptist Church in Gibson's. The December 16 concert was moved from its originally advertised start time to 4 p.m. in order to accommodate the celebration of life for Tallawind Books owner Bev Shaw. The choir will perform a mix of seasonal music including Personant Hodie, arranged by John Rutter, Candlelight Carol, Rutter, Choose Something Like a Star, by Randall Thompson, Silent Night, arranged by Miles Ramsey, Love's Pure Light, by Elaine Hagenberg, and more. Choristers sing under the direction of Sarah Douglas and accompanied by Tom Kellow. Admission is by donation, with a suggested donation of $20. Lighten up before the big day. The Coastal Lights Choir, directed by Kenneth Johnson and accompanied by Anika Bonser, will perform twice in December. The group will share its heartfelt seasonal fare on December 17 at 7 p.m. at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Sechelt, and again on December 19 at 7 p.m. at St. Bart's Church in Gibsons. Tickets are $20 when purchased in advance from choir members and Straight Music, $25 at the door. Youth 18 and under pay only $15.